5 years after Sanibel resident John Kanzius' death, the cancer treatment he was developing is now closer to becoming real. The Kanzius Cancer Research Foundation recently announced it's seeking approval from the FDA for human trials. Kanzius died of pneumonia because his body was weak from fighting leukemia, a type of cancer. Kanzius, who was a broadcaster by trade, had a theory. He thought radio waves could kill cancer cells without also wiping out healthy cells like chemotherapy does. Mark Nydig is the executive director of the foundation.
Our mission was to create the national and global awareness of the potentials of this research and then to fund the research to prove that it worked. And we have indeed funded all the research that's necessary to get it to the point in front of the FDA.
The focus of the human trials will be on pancreatic and liver cancer. If it is approved by federal officials, the first phase of human trials will start in Houston. If it's proven to be safe for humans, Nydig says trials will also be carried out in Fort Myers.
One of John's deathbed wishes was to have human trials in the communities where he had lived and retired. And Sanibel, Fort Myers, Southwest Florida, was one of those locations.
Nydig says the foundation is donating some of its assets to the regional cancer centers in Fort Myers. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.